Welcome, physical educators. This is Thinking PE.
Because Phi Ed is more than just fun and games.
I'm Stacy Nelson.
And I'm Jamie Seneca.
And it's our goal to dig deeper beyond the activities that make your class awesome.
So buckle up and join us on this journey. Hey, welcome to Thinking PE. Stacy, what are you thinking?
Well, you know, it's been a while with this whole COVID thing for me to be able to just sit back and really think. But something that's been coming to my mind recently about PE is that COVID has kind of changed some things and put PE kind of at the center of our school and the center of our learning. And I mean, these kids come back and they're needing all this SEL help, this social and emotional learning. And we've been doing that since we started teaching PE. The kids come in, the teachers are saying, hey, these kids need to learn how to behave socially, get along socially. And I find it just puts PE right at the center. We're kind of the epicenter of some of this new stuff. There's a whole new trend. We had a remodeled building and this updated classrooms now all have movement built right into each classroom. It's amazing. PE is just being centered in the new up and coming educational classroom.
Yeah, and you know, to take it, the movement part has really caught my attention. And you know, one thing I was thinking about is right now we're getting our test scores back, and we're starting to see the impact that lockdowns and COVID and distance learning has had on student achievement and student learning.
Right.
And we're always, you know, part of Phi Ed, we're always trying to bring the academics from the classroom into our movement-based class. You know, how do we bring math and reading into Phi Ed? Right. And I've kind of taken a different approach to it and trying to think of how can we bring the movement into the academics of the class? How can we bring movement into the classrooms? And I came across this book, the Kinesthetic Classroom, Ready, Set, Go, by Mike Kaczala and Tracy Lingle. And the authors in this book, they take that exact approach of taking movement and applying it to academics, because that's something that research shows has impacted learning.
Right. Well, what was kind of the premise? Is it this big overall, hey, we should take our kids out for 5-minute jogs, or is it more just including a few movement things? How do they approach it in this book?
So they approach it a couple different ways in this book. You know, one way they do approach it is with the brain breaks, and you're engaged in learning in the classroom and just getting the kids out getting the kids up and getting the kids moving for a brain break. But the other side of it is adding simple movements into the classroom that are directly linked to whatever academic standard they're trying to learn at that particular moment.
Huh. Without going into too much detail, what did they kind of provide as some of the background research? And that, obviously, I don't want to get boggled down in too many details, but what did they provide as kind of every teacher I know would support it, but I'm guessing to write a book on it, you got to have some sort of research. What did they come up with?
You know, one thing I found interesting is that what they cite is motor development provides the framework the brain uses to sequence patterns. And that's what's needed for academic concepts. Is the patterns, and nothing's more concrete in using movement to learn a concept is patterns.
So movement creates kind of a foundation for the learning to sit in the brain, so to speak. I don't know if that's a terrible way to say that or
what they say was a way to take it from short-term memory to long-term memory.
Oh, okay. By creating, so it's not necessarily fitness, it's movement that allows and helps with some of that. Okay.
It was simple movements too. It wasn't complex exercise and things that, you know, aerobic or vigorous activity that we do in Phi Ed. It's things like cross midline movements, spinning, balancing, jumping, just simple stuff that's done in the classroom.
Huh. So this is stuff we do and have done forever. Huh. In physical education, once again, puts physical education right in the middle.
You know, and like all things, how does this start? And the book actually does a pretty good job of laying it out and they go through the take your position, ready, set, go. And that's how the book is broken down. The take your position is the framework, you know, the research behind movement and learning. The ready is the structuring of your environment. How do you establish that? And part of that is the building cohesion. I think that's where Phi Ed really steps in. You know, how do you build cohesion in a classroom? Well, that's our cooperative games.
Right. Like, people are asking me what cooperative games do you do? And I'm thinking, you know, the darn parachute is one of the best cooperation games. I don't do it as a cooperation game, but it's right there. You have to cooperate. You have one kid that's not doing what the others are doing, and they can ruin it for everybody. So it's kind of that cooperation thing there. I'm sure there's some others that I'm thinking of a rope one where you have to, there are 12 ropes tied to a bucket in the middle or something. You know what I'm referring to?
That'd
be another one.
Yeah. And everybody has one of the strings on the bucket, and they have same thing as a parachute. They have to work together in order to accomplish a task.
So if you were trying to sell that, so to speak, to teachers in a classroom, and what kind of things, they don't have room for a parachute in the classroom. What kind of things can they do?
So an interesting one that the book had was divide the class into groups of four, and each student gets a letter, OPST, right? So each student has those four letters, and the teacher calls out a word that the students have to make using those four letters. And the first team to do it wins. Like they have to make the word post. They all have to get in line real quick and hold up their signs to make the word post. All right. And then put the signs down. Next word, stop. And all the students have the first team to spell out those words wins. So it's a movement-based cooperative game. The focus of that is building the cohesion in the class.
Okay.
The working together part.
And if nothing else, it makes the class more interesting. The kid's not just sitting there being bored, you know, and zoning out. They're involved moving. And if a kid finds the class interesting, they're going to learn more. They're engaged.
Which quite honestly goes into a whole separate part of research about engagement and interest in student impact too. So all of a sudden you made your class more interesting and more exciting, and that increases student learning as well.
Yeah. So I've heard of things, I mean, in our building, I know a lot of teachers use brain breaks and other things. Did the book mention kind of stuff like that too, or?
Oh, absolutely. You know, some brain breaks that even as I read through the book that I could use in my gym that I thought was a cool one was, they called it funny face, mean face. And one where you and I are partners and we both show each other what our funny face is going to look like. And we both show each other what our mean face is going to look like. And then we face back to back. And and the teacher, you know, all the students have a partner, and then on three, they're back to back. One, two, three, the students jump and turn around. And if their faces match, they both did a funny face or they both did a mean face, the team gets a point. And maybe it's the first team to get 5 points. Another one that I've actually done in the gym as a warm-up is like jumping rock, paper, scissors, where you see how many different people, how many points you can score. And instead of doing, you know, the traditional rock, paper, scissors with the hands, you have to jump rock, paper, scissors, shoot, and a rock you tuck down into a ball, scissors, your legs are apart, paper, arms out.
So you're just doing similar activities. You're just having kids move along with them. Huh. Now, not too many years ago, I thought you did something in your classroom where you had kids like exercise before they went to reading class or something like that. Did the book touch on any research on like preparing your exercise being used to prepare brain for learning or anything like that?
And that's where the physical education classes came in, as they had talked about some of the research behind having students engage in vigorous activity or engage in physical education prior to their toughest courses and the positive impact that it's had.
That's pretty cool, considering you had done that in your own classroom and kind of voluntarily did some experimenting years ago. And now here it is published in a book a couple of years later. That's pretty cool.
You know, and some of the simpler ones that come out of it, you know, the book, it actually gave quite a few examples of like cross body stuff. And they called it like arm phonics. And that's where, you know, you say the syllables of like umbrella, and it's umbrella, and you swipe your arm, umbrella. And just that movement across the body and breaking it down into symbols, umbrella, breaks up the phonics of learning how to read. Skip counting is a huge one for math. And something as simple as bouncing a ball while you're skip counting, or you and I playing catch while we're skip counting, you know, instead of counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, we're skip counting 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, or skip count by threes or skip count by sevens, you know, for higher level. Were some of the other examples.
Instead of FIAD being kind of the extra sitting there just to provide a prep hour for teachers, we're an integrated piece. And not only that, we're positioned perfectly to lead this, you know, to lead the charge, to say, hey, teachers, you can do more of this. It's simple. There's little things that you could do and promote it to the whole building. Is there any other pieces you wanted to?
There's one more example I wanted to share, because I actually did it in FIAD class. I used colors. It was a 5x5 grid, and I just had colors of the rainbow spread across this grid. And the object of the game was to get from one corner of the grid to the opposite corner of the grid. And I used it as a station and a cooperative game, memory game. Anyways, the kids would get in a line, and the one person would have a map, and they didn't show the map to the other kids. You can only go forward, backward, side to side. And the first person would take one step, and the mapper would say yes or no.
No.
And if they were right, they take another step. Yes or no? Yes. Another step. Yes. Another step. No. That person goes to the end of the line. And now the next person in line has to remember what that person did and follow it through. Well, I saw that. And then what I did was the first 25 sight words for first graders. So I put those sight words on the same map. So now the kids are reading their sight words rather than just stepping on the color. So, you know, again, a great way an activity that's moving in the classroom, but now I brought that into my gym as one of my activities.
Yeah. And a teacher could certainly, I mean, they'd have room to do that in their classroom.
And quite honestly, then when I do it in the gym as a station, I teach the kids that game or that activity. So now the teachers use that same map. They can use it in their classroom as a station, and it takes little to no instruction for a group of first graders to use.
Yeah. That's uniting the whole, again, uniting the building around a common cause.
And quite honestly, that's what FIAD is. FIAD is in a position to shape the culture of a school. We're already doing the things that research shows a positive impact on student learning. Let's continue to be the horse that's pulling the cart.
Absolutely. It sounds like learning's not just from the neck up, it's from the feet up.
And that's Thinking PE.
Connect with us on Facebook and Twitter at Thinking PE. Find us on all your favorite podcast providers by searching Thinking PE. For more resources and videos, go to www.thinkingpe.com. Thanks for listening.